It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Today's edition is brought to you by NetSuite by Oracle, the world's number one cloud business system. NetSuite gives you the visibility and control needed to make smart decisions and grow with confidence. Save time and money and gain agility and scale by managing your company's finances in one place in real time from your desktop or phone. Start today, right now, as a matter of fact. NetSuite is offering valuable insights with a free guide, 7 key strategies to grow your profits at netsuite.com/forecast. Cold air and some snow across the Northeast, especially New England. And it's going to be chilly right through the weekend. Meanwhile, another storm's hitting California, and Bernie's storm that we talked about
all
week long. It's still on deck for early next week in the eastern states. I'm AccuWeather.com's Evan Myers, and that is AccuWeather.com's Bernie Reno. And this is Weather Insider for Friday, December 6th. We are at a milestone, Bernie. This is episode number 200.
If it's such a milestone, why don't we have cake? Shouldn't we have cake here?
Ken Prell, why don't we have cake?
Why don't we have cake? I'm not saying you should bring it in, Evan.
No,
we're
Ken
the
should
talent.
Bring it.
We don't
Ken,
do that. We just show up.
That's right. And we're showing up, and there is some snow across New York State into New England. A little bit of mixed precipitation, but not much across Pennsylvania. That system's moving rapidly eastward. There are some problems. Talk about those. And then following that storm, it'll clear out, but be cold.
It's been thumping snow throughout the early Friday period from like Watertown toward Rochester, toward Syracuse. It's a fast-moving storm. You know, you and I talked about this. Slippery travel along the New York State Thruway through the early evening hours. I think there's going to be some spots that pick up 4 or 5 inches. It's north of the New York State Thruway, so north of like Syracuse. I think Watertown's one of those locations that will end up 4 or 5 inches of snow. Still some concern early evening for Boston, Evan. Not that there's going to be a lot of accumulating snow, but with the storm going over them, there could be a mixed bag of some rain and wet snow, temperatures above freezing. Then behind the storm, there could be temperatures falling pretty quickly below freezing, that there can be some slippery spots, mostly bridges and overpasses. That is a concern. Maybe a coating to an inch outside of 128, so out north and west of Boston.
So in the wake of that system, it's going to be chilly, not exceptionally cold across parts of the Mid-Atlantic and especially New England. Ski country in good shape because it's snowing across New York State and it's snowing in New England in the ski areas. So they're going to be in good shape and it'll be a nice weekend to go skiing. Meanwhile, on the West Coast, a storm system that will affect from Seattle all the way down to L.A. Talk about that system, and that'll last right through Saturday.
Some rain in Seattle and Portland. Some rain in Southern California. There won't be a lot, quarter to half inch. But the biggest rains are going to be in Central and Northern California from San Francisco on north. AccuWeather storm max, 8 inches of rain. That would be occurring in northwestern California, probably in the foothills of the northern Sierra. You don't have to say mountains, by the way, because by saying Sierra Nevada,
that's my line from yesterday, Bernie.
It was so good I took it. But in those upslope areas below 5,000 feet, there can be 7-8 inches of rain. Even coastal areas of northwestern California, like Crescent City, can pick up that kind of rain.
And there's snow in the Sierra. Talk about that.
Above 7,000 feet, probably 2 to 3 feet of snow. The ski resorts are going to be very happy by the time this system winds down on Sunday. There will be, as I mentioned, some rain in Southern California, Los Angeles, and San Diego, but nothing like they had on Wednesday.
Now, some of the energy from that system moves eastward, but not much. But where the energy is going to come from is we're going to see a big dip in the jet stream next week in the middle of the country, and that's going to spawn a storm that's going to move up the eastern seaboard, and that system will affect the east Sunday night, Monday, and into Tuesday. I-95 rain most places for most of the time, But as that system slowly moves eastward, as that dip in the jet stream, that trough in the jet stream moves eastward, following behind it will be cold air. And so we're going to have delays from rain up and down the eastern seaboard, especially Monday morning rush hour, I-95 all the way from New England southward. But as that system keeps progressing and the cold air comes in on the backside of that, and this is Bernie storm.
This is Bernie storm. Well, you know, Evan, you and I have seen this storm before. I remember we were discussing a very similar situation. I don't know how many years ago. It could have been 6 or 7. It could have been 10. I can't remember.
15, 20.
But you get these boundaries that stall along the eastern seaboard. Boundaries are locations for storms if you can get the right setup in the upper part of the atmosphere.
A great Barrett clinic setup. What is that? Wait a minute. I can't believe I just threw that term
out
there. You did. I did. Because the great temperature contrast, when you get some kind of energy, especially a swirl in the upper atmosphere, that along that temperature contrast, you can get that storminess to start to set up. And that's what the Barrett clinic boundary means. It means the temperature, the
large
the thermal
temperature,
contrast.
Yeah.
Right.
Now, believe it or not, what would form that storm would be the upper low coming into California. That would be the system. The north, with the big dip in the jet stream, is actually coming from energy in the Northwest Territories.
Right.
But that brings the cold air. And now, if there's enough energy left with that upper low as it comes into California, it's going to come around the bend, move across Texas as we get into Monday night, Tuesday morning. Now, all of our guidance is suggesting
computer
that
this
system, yeah, that this system is going to weaken. So by the time it arrives near that boundary, there's a weak storm on the boundary across the Carolinas. It wouldn't do much. So the front, it would be just a front moving offshore. There'd be rain. It ends as a little bit of snow or flurries and a rapid freeze possible. Tuesday night, Wednesday morning.
However, if there's a stronger system, that throws the moisture back to the west into the colder air. And what does that mean, Bernie?
Lots of snow. And this is the way.
Honk, honk. Bernie's honking.
Well,
he's a snow goose.
This is the way. It's very important I get this pointed. This is the way you get a snowstorm along the eastern seaboard.
We're not saying that's going to happen.
There's nothing that suggests that's going to happen yet. However, until this front moves off the eastern seaboard and that baroclinic zone is off the eastern seaboard, I don't trust it. So I think you've got to keep at least that possibility open. We've seen this happen before.
So what were our advice? That's what I'm trying to say. The advice for our folks that are listening is to check back several times on AccuWeather.com or the AccuWeather Network during the course of the weekend. You'll be able to track and see if that system actually, that energy Bernie's talking about, is stronger or weaker. And we're going to have stories on that and talk about that. And certainly you can look at the AccuWeather app. You want to download that and take a look at that the whole time as well. That'll help you look at the precipitation forecast as well as we get into next week. And then when we come back on Monday, the other side of the weekend, Bernie, a lot of questions will be answered. We'll see who's in the college football playoff. That question will be answered. The NFL picture will come more and clearer into focus. And this Bernie storm will come more clear into focus.
By the way, Pac-12 championship. Watch the game Friday night. Weather's going to have an impact.
Lots
rain
of rain.
Wind.
Yes,
yeah.
Absolutely. So we'll see. Will that favor the Utes?
I think it's going to favor the Utes.
Or is it going to favor the Ducks?
You want to say Ducks.
The Ducks, it's water.
It's the Utes. They will be favored because of this weather. We'll see if it turns out.
So you're
going
to make a call?
I'm going
game?
With the Utes.
Are you
going
to make a call on who the Final Four are in the college football playoffs?
No.
No?
My only call is the Utes.
They're going to be in.
Well, I'll tell you what. If you do want to do that, okay. We're going to go Ohio State.
I agree.
LSU.
I agree.
We're going to easily go Clemson.
I agree.
And then it's the Utes.
I agree.
That's the first. Well, I wouldn't say it's the first
Bernie.
Time, but it's not many times. But you're right, Evan.
You're right again.
You're
Bernie.
Right again, Evan.
Enjoy the weekend.
Thank you for listening to today's edition of Weather Insider. If you enjoyed this AccuWeather podcast and play fantasy sports, check out Field Conditions, giving you inside information on how weather can affect your fantasy picks. New episodes every Friday. Available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or wherever you find your favorite shows.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.